Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive, and this time we're exploring the fascinating world of energy medicine.
Oh, great topic.
It really is. You
Yeah.
know, we've all been feeling that urge to boost our vitality and well-being, and
Yeah.
it seems like energy medicine might have some answers,
For
right?
sure.
So we dug into some research, and we're going to unpack some incredible concepts.
Great.
Like, get this. Have you ever heard of Qi? It's this vital life force energy, and apparently it can get, like, blocked.
Yeah, interesting.
And that can mess with your whole system. We're going to dive into how different practices can unblock it and bring everything back into balance.
I'm curious to learn more about that.
Me too. We'll be looking at all sorts of approaches,
Right.
from acupuncture to herbal medicine, and even some methods that work with energy fields you can't even see.
Whoa, that's getting a little out there.
I know, right? It's going to be
It
fascinating.
is. You know, it's interesting how energy medicine often gets labeled as alternative,
Right?
but it actually shares a core principle with conventional medicine,
Interesting. What's that?
that the human body is this complex energetic system.
Oh, that's a good point. So maybe it's not about alternative versus conventional, but more like
Right.
different ways of working with that energy.
Exactly. Energy medicine views the body as this interconnected network. And sometimes, like, blockages in that network can lead to imbalances that can show up as physical or emotional distress.
So it's all about restoring harmony and flow in that system.
That's the core idea. And what's fascinating is that these practices have been around for centuries.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, rooted in ancient traditions that recognize the importance of this subtle energy.
That's incredible. So we're talking about things like acupuncture, energy healing, herbal medicine, homeopathy, right?
Exactly, each offering a unique perspective on how to work with the body's energy to promote healing and well-being.
I love that. So let's start with acupuncture. I know it involves needles, but how does it actually work with energy?
Okay, so acupuncture is based on the concept of qi flowing through specific pathways called meridians.
Meridians.
Okay. Think of them as energetic rivers running through your body.
Oh, okay. I like that imagery.
And when there's a blockage, it's like a dam disrupting the flow.
Ah, so the needles are like tiny keys to unlock those dams and get the energy flowing again.
That's a fantastic analogy. By inserting fine needles at specific points along the meridians, acupuncturists aim to stimulate the flow of qi and restore balance.
That's so cool. And this can help with things like pain relief. I've heard it's really effective for back pain.
It certainly can. One of the amazing things about acupuncture is its ability to trigger the release of endorphins.
Oh, the body's natural painkillers.
Exactly. It can also help reduce inflammation.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's acupuncture. Now, energy healing. That one always seems a bit mysterious to
I
me.
know what you mean. It might seem mystical, but at its core, energy healing is about using the practitioner's energy
Okay.
to influence the client's energy field.
So it's not about physically manipulating the body, but working with the energy that surrounds and permeates it.
Precisely. Techniques like Reiki and therapeutic touch involve gentle touch or simply holding the hands above the body
Interesting.
to channel energy and promote healing.
I've heard people describe Reiki as incredibly relaxing. Is there
Yeah.
any science behind that?
There is some research suggesting that Reiki can reduce stress hormones and promote relaxation.
Ah,
It
interesting.
might be influencing the autonomic nervous system.
So it's not just a feeling, but there might be actual physiological changes happening.
Precisely. And that's where energy medicine gets really fascinating,
Yeah.
bridging the gap between subjective experience
Okay.
and objective measurable effects.
I like that. Okay, let's move on to herbal medicine. This one feels a bit more familiar, like using chamomile tea to relax.
Perfect example. Herbal medicine harnesses the vital energy of plants to nourish and support the body's own energy systems.
So each herb has its own unique energetic signature.
Exactly. Some are warming and energizing, like ginger or ginseng, while others are cooling and calming, like chamomile or lavender.
So you find the right herb to address a specific energy imbalance.
Yes, matching the plant's energetic properties with the individual's needs.
That makes sense. Okay, last one on our list, homeopathy. I've always been a bit puzzled by this one.
Yeah, it's unique. Homeopathy uses highly diluted substances
Okay.
to stimulate the body's self-healing mechanisms.
So you're not getting a large amount of a substance, but a tiny amount to trigger a healing response.
Exactly. It's based on the principle of like cures like. So a substance that causes certain symptoms in a healthy person can, in a highly diluted form, actually alleviate those same symptoms in someone who's ill.
Okay, I'm starting to see how each of these practices approaches energy in a different way. But what ties them all together?
The common thread is the recognition that we're not just physical beings. Mm-hmm. We're also energetic beings. And by working with these subtle energies, we can promote healing and enhance our well-being.
That's fascinating. I feel like my understanding of energy medicine is already expanding.
That's great.
But with all these approaches, where do you even begin?
It can feel overwhelming, for sure. The key is to explore and find what resonates with you personally, what feels intriguing, what sparks your curiosity. That's often a good starting point.
That makes sense. Speaking of curiosity, I'm wondering how all of this actually works. What's happening in the body when someone receives acupuncture or Reiki? How does it affect our energy?
That's where it gets a bit more complex, and honestly, the scientific understanding is still evolving.
Right.
But many practitioners believe that these techniques work by influencing the flow of qi, restoring balance to the body's energy field, and stimulating its innate healing abilities.
So tapping into the body's own wisdom and supporting its natural capacity to heal.
Exactly. And that's what makes energy medicine so empowering. It recognizes the interconnectedness of our mind, body, and spirit, and it empowers us to take an active role in our own well-being.
I love that. This is really fascinating. I'm curious to learn more about how these specific techniques are used and what kinds of issues they can address. Plus, I'm wondering about safety and how to find a reputable practitioner. Is that something we can delve into?
Absolutely. Let's dive into those aspects next. You know, as we explore these techniques, it's fascinating to see how they view energy itself.
Oh, in what way?
Like acupuncture.
Mm.
It's all about the flow of Kara along these meridians, you know.
Yeah.
It suggests a very specific structured energy system.
Like an energetic roadmap.
Exactly. But then you have energy healing, like Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to work with a more fluid energy field,
Influenced
by intention. Less about specific points, more about overall flow and balance.
So acupuncture is the hardware, and energy healing is the software.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's herbal medicine with the vital energy of plants.
Yeah.
Nourishing the body's energy systems with natural properties.
It's amazing how each one offers a different lens to view and work with energy.
It really highlights how complex and multifaceted energy is.
But how do we know if any of this actually works? I mean, beyond personal stories, is there scientific proof? I'm sure a lot of people are wondering that.
It's a valid question, and thankfully, researchers are exploring it.
Okay.
While scientific understanding is still evolving, there's growing evidence supporting its effectiveness for certain things.
Oh, really? Like what? Right. What kind of evidence?
Well, studies have shown acupuncture can be effective in pain relief, reducing nausea, even helping with depression and anxiety.
Wow, that's impressive. What about other techniques?
There's research on Reiki, too, showing promising results in reducing stress and anxiety, promoting relaxation, and improving well-being.
Mm.
And for herbal medicine, research on things like ashwagandha shows positive results in stress reduction and cognitive function.
So while there's still much to learn, there's enough evidence to suggest it's worth looking into.
Definitely. As research continues, we'll understand more about how these techniques work and their potential. It's a really exciting field.
Okay, so we talked about acupuncture generally. Can you give me a more concrete example of how it might be used?
Sure. Imagine someone with chronic back pain. An acupuncturist might insert needles along certain meridians associated with the back and the energy flow there.
And that helps to relieve the pain.
That's the idea. It can reduce inflammation, relax muscles, and promote healing by restoring that flow.
Interesting. And what about energy healing, like Reiki for stress?
A Reiki practitioner might place their hands on or above the person's body, channeling energy to areas that feel blocked or depleted.
Okay.
This can create relaxation, reduce anxiety, and bring a sense of peace and well-being by balancing the energy field.
So someone feeling overwhelmed and burnt out could really benefit.
Absolutely. Energy healing like Reiki offers a gentle but powerful way to support the body's natural healing.
Okay, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about herbal medicine.
Okay.
We talked about chamomile tea, but what are some other ways herbs are used in energy medicine?
Ginseng is a classic one, used to boost energy. Lavender is known for its calming properties.
Mm-hmm.
Ashwagandha is becoming popular for helping the body deal with stress.
So it's not just about symptoms, but building resilience too.
Precisely. Herbal medicine often focuses on supporting the body's natural healing and restoring balance.
Those ancient traditions of using plants for healing have so much wisdom.
They do. And research is validating their effectiveness.
Now, what about homeopathy?
Okay.
We mentioned those highly diluted remedies. Can you give an example of how that might be used?
Say someone has insomnia. A homeopath might prescribe a remedy made from something that, undiluted, could cause sleeplessness.
Wait, something that would normally keep them awake? How does
No,
that work?
it's all about the dilution. The substance is so diluted that there's practically none of it left.
Huh.
It's the energetic imprint of the substance that's thought to stimulate healing.
So, like a gentle nudge to help the body rebalance.
Yes, a very individualized approach with remedies tailored to the specific person.
Energy medicine is not just a collection of techniques, it's a whole different way of thinking about health.
That's a great way to put it. We're not just physical, we're energetic beings.
Right.
And addressing imbalances at that energetic level can have a huge impact on well-being.
Okay, let's circle back to those other methods. EFT, kelp therapy, and Reiki.
Oh, yeah.
How do those fit into the bigger picture?
EFT, or emotional freedom technique, is great for addressing emotional blockages.
Okay.
It combines tapping on specific points with affirmations to release negative emotions and beliefs.
Interesting. And kelp therapy. I'm curious about its actual applications beyond seaweed wraps. Aha.
Right. Kelp therapy focuses on the benefits of consuming kelp, a type of seaweed.
Gotcha.
It's packed with minerals and vitamins, supporting thyroid function, energy levels, and detoxification.
So more about nourishing the body than hands-on healing.
Yes, but some believe kelp also has subtle energetic effects, clearing blockages and balancing the energy field.
Getting a dose of ocean energy. Okay, and lastly, Reiki.
Okay.
We touched on it before, but can you elaborate on how it works and what it can help with?
Reiki is a Japanese energy healing technique, channeling energy into the client.
Right.
Practitioners use gentle touch or hold their hands in specific positions above the body, facilitating energy flow.
What are the benefits of that?
It's known for promoting deep relaxation, reducing stress, and supporting healing. Often used for emotional issues, chronic pain, and overall well-being. A very gentle approach.
So many tools and techniques to address different aspects of well-being. It must be overwhelming for someone new to all this. Where would you even start?
You're right, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's why it's essential to do research, talk to practitioners, and listen to your intuition.
Find what resonates with you personally.
Exactly. What works for one might not work for another. It's a journey, and the most important thing is to be open and willing to explore.
Now, we talked about side effects earlier. Are there any risks or things people should be cautious about?
Energy medicine is generally safe, but it's always smart to consult your doctor, especially with underlying conditions or medications.
Are there any specific conditions where it might not be appropriate?
It's not recommended for severe mental health disorders or pregnancy without a doctor's okay.
Okay, always good to be cautious.
Absolutely. Remember, energy medicine should complement, not replace, conventional medicine.
So see your doctor first if you have a health issue.
Exactly. And
Okay.
then explore energy medicine as a way to support your overall well-being.
Okay, so if someone's intrigued and wants to try it, where do they begin?
There are tons of resources.
Oh, good.
Books, websites, online courses, even local workshops.
Any recommendations for where to start?
The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, NCCIH, website is a great starting point.
Perfect. And how about finding a practitioner?
Ask for recommendations, search online directories, but check credentials and experience. Don't hesitate to schedule a consultation, ask questions, and find someone you feel comfortable with who aligns with you.
I've been wondering if it's all about tapping into these energy systems, can anyone learn to do it on their own?
That's a great question. It depends.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Some things, like EFT or certain energy exercises, can be learned and practiced at home. Others, like acupuncture or Reiki, need specialized training.
So for those, you really need a qualified practitioner.
Definitely. But there are things we can explore on our own.
Like what? What are some easy ways to start working with energy?
Mindfulness practices, like meditation and deep breathing, are fantastic.
Sure.
Even 5 minutes a day can help connect with your energy and calm your mind.
Yeah, I find deep breathing really helps me feel calmer.
It's amazing how powerful it is. Gentle movement like yoga or tai chi can balance energy and release blockages. And spending time in nature is incredibly
It's like
restorative.
we're coming back to the simple things.
Exactly. Energy medicine is about recognizing we are energetic beings and finding ways to harmonize our energy systems.
This has been so insightful. We've only scratched the surface, though, haven't we?
You're right. There's always more to explore, but hopefully this is a good starting point for listeners.
For those wanting to learn more, we have a list of resources in the show notes.
That's great.
Websites, books, organizations, a wealth of knowledge out there.
And remember, it's a personal journey. Be curious, experiment, and find what resonates with you. That's the beauty of energy medicine.
It's not one size fits all. It's about what works best for you.
And it's not about achieving perfection, but embracing the journey.
Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought.
Yeah.
What if we all have the potential to tap into our energy and unlock greater vitality and well-being? What if it's not just about healing, but living more fulfilling lives?
That's a powerful question. What if we all have that innate ability to heal and create more joy and balance in our lives?
And maybe energy medicine can help us remember that.
I think so. It's given me a lot to think about.
That's wonderful. I think this is a good point to pause our deep dive for now. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey so far. We'll be back soon with the final part of our deep dive into energy medicine. Welcome back to our deep dive. We've covered so much about energy medicine, from acupuncture to Reiki, and even touched on the science behind it.
It's been a great journey so far.
Now, for anyone feeling inspired, what practical tips do you have for giving energy medicine a try? Where should they start?
Well, it's fantastic that people are feeling inspired. That's really the first step,
mm-hmm.
having that curiosity and openness. My advice is to approach it with an open mind, but also realistic expectations.
You mean don't expect overnight miracles? It takes time.
Exactly. Energy medicine is a process, and it might take a while to find what works best for you and see those results. Be patient with yourself, and remember that even small changes can have a big impact on your well-being.
That's true. Sometimes we focus so much on the big stuff that we miss those subtle shifts.
Right.
What else would you suggest for someone just starting out?
Do your research. There's so much information out there. Books, websites, online courses, even local workshops. And talk to practitioners. Ask them questions. Finding a practitioner you connect with is really important.
Someone you feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. Look for someone who aligns with your values and needs, has the experience, the right credentials, and trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, keep looking.
Now, some people might be a little hesitant about all this, maybe even skeptical. What would you say to them?
It's good to be skeptical. Question things, do your research.
Yeah.
I'd encourage them to look into the scientific evidence that's emerging.
Okay.
There are studies showing how effective some of these techniques can be. And talk to the people who've had positive experiences. Those stories can be really powerful.
So it's about balancing open-mindedness with critical thinking.
Exactly. And ultimately, the best way to see if it's for you is to try it yourself. Personal experience is the most valuable.
I love that. It's about exploring, discovering, and seeing what resonates. Now, we've talked about practitioners, but can people do things on their own to explore energy medicine?
Absolutely. You don't always need a practitioner. There are simple practices you can do every day to work with your energy and well-being.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Mindfulness. Just paying attention to your breath, your body, and your thoughts without judging them. Meditation, deep breathing, even 5 minutes can help.
Yeah, I find deep breathing makes a huge difference.
Right. Gentle movement like yoga or tai chi can also help balance energy and release blockages.
Okay.
And nature. Being outdoors, connecting with nature, it's incredibly restorative.
It's about those simple things, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Energy medicine is about recognizing that we are energetic beings and finding ways to work with those systems.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. Energy medicine isn't just about healing. It's about living a more vibrant life.
It's about empowering ourselves to take an active role in our well-being, tapping into that innate ability to heal.
And that's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for all this wisdom and insight. It's been truly inspiring.
It's been my pleasure. I hope everyone feels encouraged to explore energy medicine and discover what works for them. It's a journey worth taking.
And that concludes our deep dive into the world of energy medicine. We hope you've enjoyed the exploration and feel ready to unlock your own energy and vitality. Remember, the power to heal and thrive is within you.